Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans. Volume 4, Chapter the 6th. A life destroyed, then repaired and rehappied. Are you laughing, sir?
Yes. I shall try a Father Christmas laugh now. Ho, ho, ho.
As Christmassy as goose, tinsel, and a family rouser. But why?
Because my son-in-law will soon arrive. I can hardly wait.
He's lost it.
Mr. and Mrs. Sarkle.
Sorry, we're late.
Doesn't matter.
Alas, we were delayed, but it doesn't matter.
Papa, you are ill.
No, I'm happy.
Not grumpy?
No.
Not tetchy, irritable, or as cross as a greedy man who's just learned that pies have been made illegal?
No. Shall we continue with my story?
As soon as I set up my new device...
Ow!
I'd be punched.
Yes, by my new device.
You have a device? I've been mildly electrocuted in the nipular area.
It is Dr. Pavlov's patented stop Sarkwill liking devices device.
Father, you are cruel, but inventive.
How does it stop me liking devices? I've been bitten by a small dog.
Whenever you say device, it gives you pain.
Device? Where did that jellyfish come from?
Eventually, you will learn and stop liking devices.
What a malicious machine. Ow, but I did not say device.
It also works on synonyms.
Well, this is not fair. I hate your device.
Then stay there, not saying the word device, while my story continues. Now... Last time, you heard how my twice-dead, evil ex-guardian, Mr. Gently Benevolent, raided a French cheese mine and stole enough porcelutonium to make a potentially devastating bomb. Before leaving me and my sister Pippa to die in a giant wave of molten breath. Fortunately, my father-in-law, the Reverend Godly Fecund, and my best friend, Harry Biscuit, had saved us. But Harry was terribly injured and now survived as just a brain in an empty jar of onion marmalade.
We must find Mr. Benevolent before he can make his deadly weapon. But how to track him?
I cannot think of anything, and I am entirely brain now.
This might work.
Yes, sir.
He is carrying incredibly powerful cheese. Wherever he goes, people will suffer terrible nightmares because of the cheesy-trons it emits.
We can follow the nightmares.
We followed a trail of pale, sweaty people in pajamas, only occasionally being misled by outbreaks of flu. We soon left France and entered the sausage orchards of Bavaria, nestled amongst the glittering Pilsner lakes.
What delicious countryside.
More lake in my brain jar, please.
Of course.
It has literally gone straight to my head.
The trail continued through Greece, then Greece spelt the other way, where everyone sang too much and needed punching. And transport was hard to find.
I don't care if your horse is automatic, systematic, and hydromatic. Is it for hire?
Then swung north, entering the mighty Russian Empire.
Russia.
Russia.
Russia. Cake.
What? I want cake. And a mouth to eat it with.
My dear wife, rightly, is in Russia. But it is so vast, will I ever find her?
If God wills it, yes. If he does not, well, I shall have a word with him. Or an arm wrestle. He'll will it then. He's rubbish at arm wrestling.
The journey through Russia was fascinating. There were trees whose sap was alcoholic.
It tastes like a fortified wine.
It is sherry. We're in a sherry orchard.
But also forlorn forests of wistfulness, sighing swamps of woe, and seemingly ubiquitous bloom ponds.
Great. And now a storm's coming.
That is not thunder. It is gunfire. Are you sure?